from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Wake up call time, 404-726-0929. We've got some folks out there waiting to vent. Let's go to John down in LaGrange. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. What's up, Capitan? You know what time it is. It's Mike's Mafia in the house.
Let's go. You know, start Monday off right, John.
I'm gonna start it off right. You know, I've been watching the Braves since Barry Bonnell was running around in center field, you know, rolling office and right. You had Biff Pocaroba. You know, and then you had Chris Chambliss actually playing first base. And I was at old Fulton County Stadium when Craig McMurtry shut Pete Rose down 3 times and Gene Garber came in and shut him down the 4th time to stop his 44-game hitting streak. So I've been watching the Braves for just a couple of days. Now I got something to get off my chest. You know, I feel like I had a bad late-night Taco Bell run last night. So let me just say this. 1 through 5 is average at best, and when you look at 6, 7, 8, and 9, they are garbage. With the pitching that we've had so far in this year, we should be at least 15 to 20 games, if not 25 games, above 500. Now I'm sick and tired of the menagerie, which is the 2024 Braves. We're not going to re-sign Freed. Trade them. We're not going to re-sign a couple of guys. Trade them. I'm sick and tired of the lackadaisical. I love Brian Snicker's, well, gently gosh, we're just going to go out there and see how the ball rolls. You know, I'm sick and tired of the crap. Right. Now let's just clean house.
All right. Hey, first off.
Trade him for who? First off,
that's the thing. Well, man, you got squid in a tizzy.
Well, hold
here.
On a second. Let's just, no. Let's be real about something. How are you going to trade a guy on a 15-day IL?
It's happened before.
There's no structural damage.
You're not trade Max Fried. It's stupid. It's ignorant to even put it out there because it's not going to happen. Not to mention, what do you think you're really going to get for a guy who's a free agent?
Right.
You're
going to get more than you will when he walks away.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but you're still trying to win. You're not giving up. And secondly, what guys are you talking about that are free agents that you're not going to re-sign? What guys? Austin Riley is signed through like 2030. Yeah, Matt Olson signed through like 2030. Ronald Acuna is signed. Michael Harris is signed. Spencer Strider is signed. Chris Sale is signed. I think Lopez is on a 2-year deal. Sean Murphy is signed. I mean, what freaking player? Jerry Kelnick is under team control for years. So what players are not signed for next year that you're trading? That's the point of you're not going to sell players.
Aren't you? But let me play devil's advocate for just a second because you just went against your own word.
Oh, for God's
sake. You just went against your own word.
Just do some research.
You just went against your own word.
If you've got devil's
advocate. All these guys are under team control, and you're going, well, he's going to be a free agent. What are you going to get back for him? And then in the same breath, you said all these guys are under team control.
Max Fried is the only
one.
Why
would we trade him?
Max Fried is the only one. And you're not trading the ace on the staff. When you're 10 to 11 games above 500.
I don't think you're trading him either.
And sitting in a wild card spot, and not to mention he is on the IL currently. So, relax. That you're not selling the team. You're not going to tear it all down. Yes, they have been average this year. John is absolutely right. 1 through 5 has been absolutely, actually, 1 through 5, pulling out Ozuna in that, has been average. But Ozuna has not been average.
I would say without Ozuna that they've been below average, if we're going to make that statement.
Well, Matt Olson's definitely been below average. Yeah, I think Austin Riley the last month and a half has been...
He's been average. He showed signs of life.
The last month and a half, Austin Riley has been above average. He's been exactly what his baseball card says.
All right, let's go to Minty in South Georgia. By the way, John, I appreciate the Roland Office Barry Bunnell reference.
Minty!
Gentlemen, good morning.
Tell this man.
I would like to thank over here and Mike Mafia.
Let's go.
This reminds me of Hudson. When Hudson started playing score and go down, he said, hey, man, call for backup. We in trouble. They told him to shut up. Then members started dropping like flies around him, and he told them, hey, call for backup. We in trouble. And it wasn't until they realized we in a unreversible situation. They decided to blow up the complex and only Ripley and that little girl survived.
Tell them about it, Minty.
All right,
no one gets it.
I'm telling you,
we've been in trouble.
But no one's saying you don't need help. Like I've been saying you need a corner outfielder since the day Ronald Acuna went down, but I also said you weren't getting him until the deadline because so many teams were in it. No one's saying you don't need help.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But the reality of the situation is when you say, sell guys, oh, we're not going to re-sign all these guys, hell, everybody is pretty much signed. I mean, in fact, we talk about the holes the team has. It's all been created by injuries. The biggest hole on this roster is shortstop. As far as long term, it's shortstop. So
I agree with you.
So
and
now
that could be Nacho Alvarez.
Yeah, it could, and you're going to figure out what his major. Well, you're going to get a small sample size of what it is, but you're going to go get. You have to go get a corner outfielder. You'll get an arm of some sorts. I think it'll be more of a bullpen, but I don't know what you think you're getting if you go trade for a starter.
Let's be fair and let's be honest. You know, you didn't think you were getting Ronaldo Lopez when you brought in Ronaldo Lopez either. I mean, he's turned into a heck of a player. So let's just let Alex work his magic if that's what he wants to do. My argument continues to be that with that many holes, I don't think you need to go out and trade away guys. I don't know if it's worth it at this point.
Well, and my counter to that has been if you look at his history, I can't remember the last time he traded a player that was actually going to do something or that wasn't pretty much out of his, basically out of uses. I guess it would be the catcher that we traded to a part of the deal for Sean Murphy.
Contreras.
No, not Contreras. Well, Contreras was traded. That was a different trade. But Contreras, I think, was traded
because. You're talking about the deadline, right?
No. Well, okay, the deadline. The deadline,
Grissom is a trade they made.
How's he doing in Boston?
That's beside the point.
But Von Grissom was also out of options here. He wasn't going to play second base, and he lost a shortstop job, and Arcia was coming off a season where you weren't going to get him. And you also got Chris Sale out of it. So
I mean, I agree with you.
He just doesn't trade guys that he thinks still has a future. And it's honestly kind of PTSD from when he traded away DeGrom out of Toronto to the Mets. So that's kind of where it comes from, but you're not trading away anybody that you think is going to help you in the next 2 years. It was the catcher they traded to Oakland in the Murphy deal is what I was talking about, but that was also not a deadline deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.